From the Frank Stanton Studios in Los Angeles, I'm Tess Vigeland, and this is Marketplace Money from APM. I lost track a long time ago of how many reports we've done on the foreclosure mess, how many homeowners we've talked to, and banks and politicians, how many solutions have been proposed and ignored. 4 or 5 years after the bubble popped, the narrative hasn't changed much. But today, a perspective that maybe you haven't heard before, from Officer Eric Young of the LAPD Southeast Division.
We are going to go to the east side of the division, which is north of Imperial Highway and east of Wilmington Avenue.
So as we head over there, talk us through what you have seen over the last 4 years as the housing bust has hit this division.
You know, several years ago, property crimes took a back seat to all the violent crime we had. But now, as our violent crime goes down, the department, the city, we're focusing more on our property crimes.
Property crimes. Burglary, trespassing, vandalism, all hallmarks of the foreclosure crisis.
Just real quick, where we're going is we're going into Watts, and it's not, you know, I'm not going to say something terrible is going to happen, but you never know what's going to happen around here. I mean, on occasion, police cars get shot up.
We were heading out on a tour of what the foreclosure crisis has wrought in Watts, an area of Los Angeles infamous for riots and gangs, and these days, boarded up vacant homes. More than 1,500 foreclosure actions over the last year in a single zip code, according to RealtyTrack. And before we arrive in that zip code, a warning.
You know, I'm not going to be doing any traffic stops or anything like that with you guys in the car. For safety reasons, though, if anything happens, just push this orange button on my radio. If I can't do that, this little orange button right here, and they'll find us, okay?
Officer Young has served in Southeast Division for 12 years. His area of responsibility is the smallest in size, highest in crime. But it's the evolution in the type of crime he battles that brought us to this ride-along.
4 years ago, no, I'd say about 3 years ago, it was probably at its worst. On any given day, I'd probably have 45, 50 vacant homes in my area. And the blight it brings to the street, they just look like crap.
There are 68 documented criminal street gangs in LAPD Southeast Division. Because of the foreclosure crisis, those gangs and the area's homeless population have a whole lot more housing to choose from.
This is an interesting place right here. It's sat vacant for about 2.5, 3 years. There was a homicide in that garage that went unnoticed for quite some time.
What is quite some time?
Probably a couple weeks before we got to it.
2 weeks?
Probably. It was pretty much based on the smell that it created. So we're going to park the car right here.
We parked in front of a boarded-up split-level house fronted by a wire fence with a big hole cut out of it. The lawn was dried up and brown. Our story was prompted by lawsuits filed by the city of Los Angeles against the banks that own these kinds of foreclosed properties. The city claims the banks should be responsible for the upkeep of abandoned homes. The courts have yet to rule. This house on Calmia Street is in foreclosure. 2,300 square feet, list value $115,000 on the real estate website Redfin.
As of this morning, these homes are owned by J.P. Morgan. And
how long have they been unoccupied?
3 years at least.
3 years?
At least, yes. And the fence and the wood on the windows and everything, that was done by the city. Hey, how you doing, bud?
Pretty good.
Hey, who are you with?
Turned out that morning, a crew from Field Asset Services showed up at the house. FAS is contracted by banks to send cleanup crews to abandoned properties all over the country. William Perez was the crew chief for this job on Calmia.
I started 3 years ago, and my cousin told me there would be 6 days a week, 80 hours a week. I laughed at him. Oh, come on. You're not serious. 6 days a week, 80 hours a week. That's what we got. People say it'll slow down, but with the amount of houses that are on foreclosure already, I'll be working for the next 2 years straight. Hello? Hey, Ben. Yeah, I don't know if I could finish it today because there's a lot. There's, I think, 60 cubes.
60 cubes is 60 cubic yards of trash on this property. The city is supposed to fine property owners, i.e. the banks, $1,000 a day for houses that aren't cleaned up. But officials say they don't have the budget or manpower to track down and inspect all the foreclosures in L.A., so the fines go uncollected.
Be super careful where you step, guys. But this is typical of what you'll find in a vacant home around here. This is very typical.
Officer Young made his way to the back of the property through broken window glass and more trash to a garage strewn with filthy mattresses and drug paraphernalia and plastered in graffiti.
Okay, the gang took it over. This is Fudgetown Mafia Crips. I mean, that's their gang sign, you know. So they were here first. And then come the people, the homeless people, you know, the narcotics users. And this is good dig. I mean, you know, you got four walls and a roof. Living large.
But this is the detritus of actual living in here. I mean, that's...
I mean, this is someone's house.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, someone lives in the garage. Please be careful with your stuff.
Yep.
I know I keep saying that, but...
In this particular property in Watts, we've had crews out at the property on average once a week for the past 4 months.
Gary Kishner is a spokesman for JPMorgan Chase.
And unfortunately, at this particular property, individuals in the community have been dumping.
Banks facing the same problem across the country also say that they are not in the business of owning and maintaining homes. They make loans. Jenny Schutz of the USC Price School for Public Policy says corporate entities simply are not equipped to handle millions of empty foreclosures.
They don't want to be maintaining the lawns. They don't want to be doing the exterior maintenance, doing security. And they also haven't been able to sell them and get them out of the inventory because we have such a glut at this point. So you really have an entity now owning these that doesn't know how to manage them.
And the question of responsibility gets even more complicated if the loan was securitized and the house is technically owned by a batch of investors all over the world.
Oh. Hey.
All of that is, quite frankly, irrelevant to the people living near these blighted homes, whether they're in multi-million-dollar subdivisions or far down the economic scale here in Watts.
That means people are going over there to the vacant property. They urinate and trash. And
48-year-old Elaine Brown came out of her home across the street. She's lived there since March.
And you know, I could come home late at night. I don't know. And it's so dark over there. I can't see, you know, when I'm coming home, who's over there, who could come out of there and jump out on me.
So who do you blame for this situation?
I blame the banks. Bottom line, I blame the banks.
What do you think they should have to do?
Really, to be honest with you, because it's moving too slow for a buyer, tear it down. Tear it down, and that's it.
We left Calmaya Street with Perez and his crew still figuring out just how much junk they'd be hauling away. The owner of a corner store nearby told us all the foreclosures were keeping people from buying other homes in the neighborhood, which means fewer customers for him. And Officer Young? He just wishes he could stop dealing with all this property crime and go back to community policing.
I got to be honest with you guys. I was slightly embarrassed to show you what I showed you today because this is my neighborhood. I'm responsible for this neighborhood. On the other hand, sometimes I find myself asking, where do I draw the line between, like, police officer and, you know, dealing with the mess that other people created? It's not necessarily, you know, a crime in progress. But with this job, I'm somewhat expected to do that, you know, but... It is getting better, I can tell you that, but I don't know how long it's going to take.
How are you seeing that manifest?
I just don't have nearly as many vacant homes as I used to have.
Well, Officer Eric Young, we really appreciate the tour. Thanks so much for talking with us today.
I enjoyed having you guys. I always like a little company in the car with me, so it's cool.
Southeast for 3 Tesla, guys. We had that signal a bit ago, but I no longer have it.
Can't do it.